שלום, אנחנו נקיים שיעור בנושא.
Hello.
פרשת בראשית.
We will start a lesson with excerpts on the subject of the portion of Bereshit, Genesis. We'll start with excerpt 48. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info, as well as on the Galaxy platform itself, where you can click the study materials icon at the top menu, and you can send us questions on Kablo TV also, which may be aired here during the lesson.
Yes, we are finishing almost the second week, and what can we do? We see that the Creator, the upper guidance, is continuing the same line with us from one day to the next. The states are becoming more and more serious. Humanity is no longer thinking about returning so easily to the way it was. It's getting used to states where possibly there will be no return to the way it was. Bit by bit, people see before them a different life, new relationships, a new industry. Everything is new. What will be, it's not known as yet. But they realize already that time is working in such a way in order to separate us from all of these orders that we had between us in the past, and to build between us new relations in the human society, and also even in families, in between countries, and in general in the world. We already start to hear that following this virus, additional modifications of it would arrive, new viruses of the same kind. How are they different? Soon we will know. What is the difference between them? What is it that they want to change our lives? In which way? What to add to whatever we have now between us. However, when people are also beginning to hear now that just as we are obligated on behalf of nature to keep a distance from each other in terms of physical distance, and also these partitions we have to put on our faces, we're beginning to hear now that the benefit from the distancing and from these partitions, it's not that we do not catch viruses from someone else, but rather we do not pass our viruses to others. It's interesting that the doctors, the researchers, are beginning to speak in this direction, to speak about it. This is what they're finding out. That is, all in all, of course, it is beneficial, but it is beneficial in the opposite direction, that I do not pass my viruses to others. And whereas, if they're talking about me and they tell me, if you want to be healthy, then you have to put on this mask. That is, we are now talking egoistically in order to actualize an altruistic action. Are you listening to how nature is arranging things for us? It's very interesting. It is the opposite of how we think. If I'll be told, you have to put on a mask because if you're sick, then you will not pass the germs to others, I won't really think about it much. Passing on germs to others, if I have it, if I don't have it, well. But here they're telling this to me in a different way. In order not to catch viruses from others, you have to put on a mask, meaning they are lying to me. But in truth, it is in order for me, mostly coming from me, so that germs will not, or viruses will not go out to others. This is really how inside, within this process, the viruses and the masks are working. And now humanity is going to discover this more and more. Then we will see how much the Creator is playing with us. This is called it, the God has created to do. We will perform actions that are seemingly egoistic in order to guard ourselves. But in truth, it's not that. It's not it. It's like with children. We tell them to do something seemingly to their benefit, as if it's sweet and good. But indeed, what we want by this is to teach them, let's say, to relate nicely to others, etc. So, these are really interesting things. It still exists, only in coming closer to us. Humanity is not digesting it already, but they're starting to talk about it. And it's very pleasant for me to hear that the upper providence is beginning to be revealed in such a way, the way that it is teaching us. That's what I wanted to say. The situation is intensifying. It is becoming more and more pressured. And accordingly, we need to be more and more flexible between us so that this pressure that we feel from the upper force, from above, so that it will be received in us towards inner connection between us, not physical connection, but inner connection between us. And then all of this pressure, we won't feel it as pressure, but rather as an opportunity for inner connection. And then we will feel that the Creator is not just pressuring us, rather He's explaining to us how to be more connected into the system of Adam HaRishon and how to receive eternal and whole life, complete life in that system. This is clear, right? Well, if it is clear, then I have nothing else to say. And we will go to Niv and find out what is ready for us there in the portion of Bereshit, Genesis. We're still in that portion, but we're soon going to finish it. So, go ahead. Whatever you want to ask about this entire portion, you can ask today. Later on, we will study the continuation of it from, we'll continue with Tess, part one, and this is how we will continue. So, let's have a good lesson. So please.
So, excerpt 48 from compilation of excerpts on the subject of Genesis from Zohar. Quote, and God saw all that He had done, and behold, it was very good. End quote. And God saw is the living God, Bina. Saw means that He looked to illuminate for them and to watch over them. All that He had done means that it is all included as one, above and below. And behold, it was very good, is the right side. Very is the left side. Good is the angel of life. Very is the angel of death. And it is all one matter for those who observe the wisdom. Again, excerpt 48 from Zohar, the book of Zohar. Quote, and God saw all that He had done, and behold, it was very good. End quote. And God saw is the living God, Bina. Saw means that He looked to illuminate for them and to watch over them. All that He had done means it is all included as one, above and below. And behold, it was very good, is the right side. Very is the left side. Good is the angel of life. Very is the angel of death. And it is all one secret, a secret for those who observe the secret of the wisdom.
The Creator created a will to receive in order to arrange the will to receive so that it would be similar to Him. It needs to be arranged in such a way that it would be able to feel the Creator, to adapt itself to the Creator, to be eternal and whole like the Creator, Therefore, besides the will to receive, which is the opposite of the Creator, something needs to be added to it so it will be similar to the Creator. In the will to receive, it is impossible for it to be similar to the Creator, but only in the way the will to receive is used, in the intention. With the intention to bestow, it can be similar to the Creator, and even more than just being similar to the Creator, because it is the opposite of the Creator in the desire, and it will resemble the Creator in the intention, then it will truly reach by its own forces to the kut, adhesion, feeling, a deep connection with the upper force. And this way, they will be able to exist together. And therefore, the action that the upper force, the upper light, performs on the will to receive, it is called very good. Or twice it says it is good, that he corrects the will to receive so that it will be opposite to itself, so it will be with the intention to bestow. And this is called joy, that he rejoices, delights the upper light. Well, seemingly as if it speaks allegorically about it, that he created the will to receive, and this will to receive by its own forces, through requests, through prayer, it demands of the Creator to change it so it will be with the intention to bestow. Therefore, there are two forces in creation. They're called two angels, the angel of life and the angel of death. The angel of life, since he only revives the will to receive, and the angel of death, since he inverts the will to receive to in order to bestow. Hebrew 10.
What does it mean that very is the left line? What is that?
It doesn't matter to us if it's left or not the left. What's important is that very good is that the will to receive takes on the same form as the will to bestow, the opposite of itself. PT6.
Can we return to the introduction you gave before we started reading?
Yes, please, go ahead.
So behind the scenes, what does humanity want of humanity right now? For it to reach a degree of to bestow in order to receive?
No, not immediately. Bestowing in order to receive.
What does he want of them? What are they supposed to understand, to learn from all these games with the masks?
That we will start to feel the matter of bestow, that it can also be to our benefit. Yes, that we will start to get used to acts of bestow, that there is no choice. If I need to be healthy, I want to be healthy, I need to be to think about others. So that I will be isolated from them, so that I will not pass on to them, let's say, my germs. Even though I think that I have no germs, but it doesn't matter. But I do think about others. Remember, we talked about it, that if we would be thinking about the others, that I'm seemingly sick and I do not want to pass on this virus to others, then all of us would be healthy. That is the most important, is our intention for the benefit of others. So this is what now, and I've heard it already from several sources, foreign sources, doctors, all kinds of other sources. You will hear it, that, people are talking about it. Well, they're saying it in a simple way. The mask doesn't help. As we're discovering, they say that the mask doesn't really help you avoid catching the germs from the outside. It helps you more not to spread the germs from me outwardly. So what am I now concerned about? Others? Guarding others? Yes. Really, in such a way, they are lying to us. The upper providence seemingly is lying to us, and it's telling us, well, if you want to be healthy, put on a mask. But in truth, later on, we discover gradually that it is helping us not to pass it on from us to others. That is, it is teaching us mechanically, externally, that it's worthwhile for me to think about others. That if I'm sick, let's say, let's say that I'm considering myself to be or considered to be ill, that I will not pass my germs to others. This is already, it's elevating me to a totally different level with respect to people, with respect to others, with respect to my attitude. I now think about my intention, and my action is already tied to the intention. My action of putting on the mask is related to the intention for the benefit of others. There are many things here that, just pay attention how gently nature wants to change us through such forms. We're entering a very special time where we will change. So let's learn from the Creator how He, through such actions, is making something out of us, and then He reveals it. Just like we do it with children. We lie to them in some way through some game, but when they get used to it and they feel it and understand it, then they get from these games some lesson. And this is how it is with us. It's the same form of playing.
But if a person keeps putting on the mask in order to take care of himself, protect himself, does it teach him anything, or do you need to add more education in parallel, or nature educates?
Now people will discover, well, from the media, let's say, that what they did actually doesn't help directly so that I will not become sick, but rather, the mask helps more not to pass on what you have to the others. So in such a way, of course, we do guard each other, but in the opposite way. Dudi?
Yes, so the question is, what do we teach and what does nature teach? It seems that nature is teaching everything and we can just look and observe and learn. So,
what were you thinking? That they're expecting you to perform actions in order to bestow? No. They perform actions in order to receive on you. Later on, you discover that nature's intention by this was to teach you bit by bit the intention to bestow. Yes, this is how it's going to be.
I'm saying that the coronavirus is schooling all of humanity. From day to day, it teaches them exactly the proper intentions, proper actions. So what can we add in our explanations? Because it seems nature is educating the person.
But we need to learn from it. Rather, what else can you do to learn from it how nature is doing it? You want to say the following, really. I was thinking that I need to explain to humanity that we need to think not about how not to catch the viruses, but rather how not to spread the viruses. Seemingly, I'm sick, and I wish for the benefit of others. This is why I put on a mask. This is why I stay at home. This is why I keep a distance of 2 meters from others, etc., right? Now, I'm beginning to understand that actually I need to think about others, stay away from them, not to pass it on to them, so that I don't want to pass the evil in me, what is bad in me, to others. So the intention for the benefit of others is now positioning me in such a way that I have to keep all of these conditions. The next stage, if I will truly think in such a way for the benefit of others that I don't want to pass on to them what is bad from me, to activate on them the evil inclination in all kinds of forms, then can I take off the masks? Of course I can. Can I come close to him? You can even embrace him as much as you want. Can I even be free in the human society? Of course, if you're thinking for the benefit of others, there are no limitations. To the contrary, you then start to feel how much you're actually assembling your forces and you're starting to resemble the Creator in them. I don't want to determine what steps will come next, but these small things, we need to detect them, to identify them. So if you're not hearing it yet, I'm telling you, listen, check it out in all of the different media that there are already such people talking about the fact that the masks help more not to pass it on from one to the others versus keeping from keeping guarding you from not receiving it from others. Well, check it out. You know how to search there. I don't. I just heard a little bit what they're saying. Okay.
Kiev
1.
Да, дорогой Раф, но судя по всему, что сегодня в мире нет другого способа как-то сдерживать вот то, что происходит, потому что вакцины никакой нет.
Seeing as today in the world there is no other way to keep protected because there is no vaccination, so it's only this kind of attitude that can keep us from the spread of the disease?
I think so, but I can't say because maybe the action would be, well, in previous viruses, in an earlier time, before the last generation, the vaccination, it would help to nevertheless stop these plagues. And also, not because we perform these actions, which is also only on the biological level, but because we did it en masse. People would be suffering, people would be dying.
Vaccination.
People would then create these vaccinations. But here, maybe it's enough for us to perform such actions already of unification, connection, and nice reciprocal relation, mutual concern, and we will see that by this the virus is becoming weaker, and in such a way maybe nature, the Creator, will teach us how we need to start the true natural healing, and it is only through thoughts. Everything becomes clarified by the thought.
Ну, а скажите, а вот эти мысли, они какие должны быть только?
So these thoughts, what form do they need to take? Not to do any harm with the virus, or is it some deep feeling of love?
What are you talking about? I mean, it's from here to infinity. What is the difference? Only with deeper and deeper intention. As much as I can disconnect from my thickness, my coarseness, I have so much of a will to receive inside of me, as much as I disconnect from it and disconnect more and more from it, and I'm included more in your desire, and I live inside of you in order to help you, to benefit you, so much so that I'm left with nothing besides the concern from my own sustenance, only that, so that the sustenance would be only like Malchut to the first, towards the first nine, and then I bestow you in all of these first nine. This is the entire ladder of degrees.
So, if
we talk about how the external world adapts to our work that we do in the ten, so how is that that intention not to give each other viruses expressed in our ten, in our work?
Like in spirituality, I want to take care of the friends so that there will be a connection between us, so that through this connection between us, we will discover the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal is the force of Bina. The force of Bina is the force that corrects, that disinfects. It is the force that heals us. Bina is the healing force.
Ita free.
Ita free.
Maestro, buongiorno. Ma se questo virus non è altro che il risultato di una preghiera dei 99 all'odio che c'è tra i 99.
If this virus is an outcome of the hatred that exists in humanity, then we need to cause their thoughts to change, or will it just continue until they come to understand it?
We need to influence them with our thoughts, our desires, influence everything that is happening in the world so that everyone would move from hatred towards connection and love, and we will see the true results of this. we will see the results, the outcomes all over the world. This is what we have to do. All of us need to move in the direction of connection. And in that connection, when we will start to discover it in concentric circles, what do you call these circles in Hebrew with a single center? Concentric circles, in those concentric circles, we are in the middle, and all of, the whole of humanity is on the outside around us, and we will start to feel how more and more they are all uniting, the wars, the riots, the problems go away, and of course the viruses through all of these things. And then bit by bit, from the bed, we will reach such forms of connection in which we will start to discover the force of connection, the force of love that created everything and is managing everything, and we will feel how He is managing everything and no longer in concealment. Already now He's managing everything, but in concealment through the bad forces, like we now talked about the masks, that I'm told, put on the mask, then you'll be healthy, instead of explaining to me correctly that put it on and don't pass it on to others. Because this way they are teaching me how to act, to relate to others. So this way we will gradually learn how to have good relations. We are entering a new world. Yes.
Buongiorno, Rav. Rav, possiamo considerare la mascherina una sorta di zinzum imposto dalla natura all'umanità, ossia.
Can we equate the situation with a mask to zinzum, restriction in humanity, or is it a way to force the beast to develop the will to bestow?
Masakha, mask, like masach, screen, that I don't want to pass anything bad from me to others, but only good things. If I don't want to pass bad things to others, it is, let's say that it's similar to bestowing in order to bestow. And if I even want above it to do good to them, then it is like receiving in order to bestow. Well, we will learn these things. It's as if similar to masach, to the screen. Latin 7.
Muchas gracias, Rab. Buenos días. Escuché de usted responderle.
Thank you, good morning.
Que la naturaleza no,
I heard from you. Well, you told Dudi that nature will not wait for us to explain to humanity, but in order to uplift them, the spirits of the friends a little. Is it true that we can relate it to the efforts the tens are making to connect? Is that the reason for everything happening in nature?
The fact that you are making an effort to connect in the tens, you are making a spiritual effort. However, you don't understand it yet. Like little children, we put them together in groups, we organize all kinds of games for them. They don't know what they're doing and how much by this they're developing themselves, how much they're preparing themselves to the lives of grown-ups. They don't know it. We arrange for them such exercises, and it is the same that now in our efforts, in our connection between us and in between the tens also, it is all already spiritual movements. Inside, the spiritual force is already working, especially in terms of how much we don't want it. We don't want to connect, and how much we feel rejection, each one of us. And we nevertheless try to bestow to each other, to awaken each other, even though we don't want to. But this way, by me bestowing to others, influencing others, I'm also influencing myself through the others. And this way, we are advancing towards spiritual states. And we are already in the spiritual world, however, we're not aware of it. Like people who are born, what does it see? What does it know? You know, it doesn't even hear when a person is born. You saw what's born, just a piece of flesh and nothing beyond that. Maybe it can cry out a little bit. Doesn't know where it is and what's happening to it. It's disconnected. Bit by bit, we take care of it, and then it becomes something more, where it can already relate to the mother, it can relate later on to others. And this is how we grow in spirituality. These stages, it's exactly matching in spirituality. We will reach, let's say, our 11, 12 of TAS, even part 10. And there we will see, let's say, Ibur, conception of the soul, Katnut, smallness or infancy of the small, then the greatness or adulthood of the soul. There we will learn these stages. This is how we grow. It's exactly matching what we have in this world, in our bodies.
Gracias, Rav.
PT25.
And we continue about the masks and intentions. There's interesting data showing that there's a mask with a filter. It protects the person very, very well, but it's forbidden to use because it releases pressurized whey droplets from the person outward. So I can't protect myself more because it may harm others. So the question is really, a person wakes up in the morning, he gets out of his house and he puts on a mask thinking I have to protect myself. So if he changes his intention thinking I have to protect others by wearing a mask, will he protect himself better?
Oh, of course. Without a doubt. However, here we need to understand one more thing. If he's thinking that by this, by taking care of others, he is actually also taking care of himself, then it is called to bestow in order to receive. That's not the true correction yet. So nevertheless, it will not guard him from being, you know, so that he's healthy.
But isn't that sufficient for us in this humanity?
Well, look, these are stages, as we learn about the four phases. Of course, they have to go through those here as well. Well, we will learn it. We will all go through it.
Can you describe a little how you see the general transformation in terms of medicine and our approach to medicine, to healthcare?
Well, medicine has to follow whatever is revealed in it. And this is what the doctors also found out, that the mask works, let's say, 60% in terms of not spreading what a person has to others, whereas only 40%, even less, it guards him from receiving, from catching it from others. And therefore, well, we will see what they'll tell us. But check it out in all kinds of different places, in the media, on the internet.
But would we recommend doctors to also change the way they think? And
No, we can't do that. Well, we can write about it in our general articles, but it's not that we are going to get into doctors and do such things. We need to learn yet how to behave with the general public and experts and everything. You need to feel this system and how much you can influence this system through our inner behavior, connection between us and prayer versus how you can awaken the others for them to do it. We're not there yet. You don't yet have the feeling of this system, how it works in such a way in these two directions. And therefore, well, now we will start to discover, just like now they're revealing to us, that more than you are afraid of catching it, you are really not spreading it. Well, soon.
USA Norwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rob, you were talking about connection. So when we connect every time, are we building the future state and no need to look at the current state?
No, I don't think so. Here, there is a need to feel the situation, the present situation, and from it, you begin to see where is it developing, because it is clear to you. Well, it's not the upper providence that is understood, but rather you understand that these things right here on our area, they need to move forward. We need to move forward in the direction of connection, in the direction of mutual influence, mutual bestowal, the understanding, the awareness of the process. And then you can detect how it is happening in the media, between people. Why is the Creator bringing down such forces? Why do people take upon themselves all kinds of these laws and others? Gradually we will learn it. I'm against jumping forward because this will bring us all kinds of weird, very weird theories.
Раф, я хотел бы подтвердить вашу информацию. В немецких новостях, которые проходят
this information, what we hear now in Germany, he said that we have to put on masks in order to protect others from your own virus. It's been talked about in Germany for a long time.
Great, I'm happy to hear that. Send us such things. But it depends on who is saying it. But do send it. It's good. Maybe send it to Dudi. Maybe it will help him. Help the writers.
30. Good morning, friends. When I put on the mask, not spreading my virus, that's clear. Question is, can I add to this something in my attitude? If someone doesn't respect that, of course I mention that he should put his mask on, but the question is, someone who doesn't respect this, can I add to my influence for the betterment of others, to talk to someone who...
Maybe, but if you really want to think about the others, if you buy the good microphone, like those that we recommend, that would be even better. So phone 2, North 2.
Love and good thoughts, will those cure, heal?
Well, of course, thought is everything. Everything shall be clarified by the thought. This is what it says. Everything was created by a thought. A thought is the most concealed force for us in our world, the most concealed force, but also the greatest, highest force. It is concealed, therefore we do not attribute to the force of thought some ability to act. But in truth, everything is clarified by the thought, and everything was created by a thought, by an intention. The intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow, it changes reality. According to the magnitude of the intention to bestow, we determine to ourselves our degrees in the spiritual world. Our thought about ourselves and about the environment, it depicts to us the environment and us. Either we depict to ourselves that we are in this world, or we depict to ourselves that we are in the upper world, or in general, even in the world of Ein Sof, and it's all in the thought. There is nothing besides thought. All of our actions, it just seems to us that we're doing something. If we don't have a thought, then we just do something. Or the act seemingly indicates the intention for us, the thought. But in truth, everything is a thought. There is no more than that. And in general, there is nothing else besides thought. That's it.
Thank you.
Hebrew 10.
So Hebrew 10.
So to add to what the friend from Germany said, you said that our thoughts generate reality. So if we change, our reality will change. So regarding what the friend from Germany said, I'm also here on Austria's health ministry website, and it says here that the mask saves you indirectly, as you do not infect others with your bad viruses, and so that's how we are tied to each other. There are such talks from various sources. So it's interesting why abroad, outside of Israel, it's very natural for people to speak like that, how to protect each other. And in Israel, it's not so much.
Well, in Israel, of course not. Who are egoists more than Israel? We're the most egoistic. We're the most corrupt. We have a corruption in us, not only in our will to receive, but also in our will to bestow, which is managing us. I mean, does anyone in the nations of the world want to harm each other without any reason? Only in Israel this can be. And it's not that I'm anti-Semitic. It's the opposite. I'm saying that it exists in us in order for us to correct it, and by this we will correct the world.
So can we take something from the knowledge of the nations of the world? What can we add to the knowledge, the wisdom that Israel are discovering gradually?
It says in wisdom in the nations, believe it, you can learn from it, but if you bring it to Israel and show to the Israelis how much they need to think in such a way, I don't think you'll succeed. But we do need to learn that. Yes. Yes, bring us those materials.
I'll send it to Dudi. Thank you.
Okay. And Niv, yes?
So this whole matter about the blows coming to teach us to bring us all sorts of perceptual changes, how can we understand it that if we take a step towards the perceptual transformation that's supposed to happen in us, meaning if I come to understand that we can't hear you of,
Yes, we'll proceed to the blow, to the remedy to the blow.
Yes, exactly. So how can we become wise before the blows? Do you have such an example where a person gains knowledge and acts before the blow changes him?
That's what we want to do by prayer, that we're asking from the Creator to advance us, where, in fact, in the connection between us. This is why we are building between us a certain image of spiritual relations, and we want to advance in that according to what Kabbalists are telling us, how we should advance, until we actually help each other, until we're integrated with each other, until we build between us a network of connection called a field blessed by the Lord, until we discover inside of this field the upper force, for all of these things, we activate a demand and a prayer before it pressures us. This is called I awaken the dawn, and it's not that the dawn awakens me.
But why is the connection between us, if we act in that direction, why will it bring us understanding before the blow?
If we will activate the connection between us, as the wisdom of Kabbalah is letting us understand, then of course we will be running ahead of the force that is obligating us. We will be walking on the path of Torah, not the path of suffering, in Achishena, hastening, not in Beiton, not in its time. That's the whole difference between the two paths, and it's desirable that we will awaken ourselves out of love, out of connection, out of a desire for it by searching how can we connect even more between us. So of course by that we will keep all the blows behind us. And here there's also a question, we will be running ahead only in order to avoid the blows, or in order to give contentment to the Creator? So this means that we need to understand the blows have a purpose.
Yes, of course. It's all the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to receive the upper guidance gradually until you accept it wholly and act upon it, actualize it. Netanya.
When we have bad relations, we in fact are already broadcasting negative, bad thoughts, and we're passing viruses from each other. So my question is, how can we cross this barrier of negative and bad thoughts towards each other and maybe restrict a little bit the expansion of this virus?
Only through connection between us, only through connection between us, we can do that. And I ask you, please fix your microphone. Again, I say, wherever you don't have proper microphones, you will not be allowed to ask questions. Petach Tikva 3.
Can you explain what is unfounded hatred that exists in Israel?
Unfounded hatred is simply such that I cannot suffer anyone to be next to me. Perhaps under me, yes, but not at my side or above me. And this comes from, Abbas also explains this, it comes to me by nature. And there's no justification for this except that it comes from nature. The fact that someone else exists, that already creates in me all forms of rejection towards him. And I think this is enough for us for now. Let's continue to test.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Let's sing before.
Yes.
Okay.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a quest to the light. And inside your sparks to you now.